Look, Burns, I've got the dope on your sweetie. She's still alive, and she just got over being mad at you last week.
Lila's alive?
Yeah, well, she's alive, but she's a nun.
Married to Jesus, eh? Does he beat her?
Jesus? No, he's a real Eagle Scout, that one. But your penguin's not a Catholic. She's a Buddhist nun. Spent her life expressing her sexuality with a Zen garden.
Those raked rucks could have been me. Now, since you're so good at finding things, find the exit.
There is the little matter of my fee.
You're becoming very tiresome.
Who moved my desk?
Here I am. Cable News Alley. Fox News. Is this really how I want to get back in the big leagues? Let's see how print journalism is doing. Sir, do you sell the New York Times?
Sir, we are the New York Times.
And in I go.
Why are you doing this, Bart?
50% attention seeking, 50% to drop things on people.
He's gonna visit my sky granny.
To work at Fox News, all you have to be able to do is operate this device. Now, when a Republican is in trouble...
At the time, I didn't know it was illegal to sex up a cow on the Capitol steps.
We simply do this. Now you try.
Sorry, but I just discovered I have some scruples.
Sorry. But I just discovered I have some scruples.
Listen, Thomas. I know you have scruples concerning my divorce. Listen, Thomas. I know you have scruples concerning my divorce.
Your scruples do you credit, but without your knowledge...
Your scruples do you credit, but... Without your knowledge...
I'm going back to my sweet little town where I can decide what news is. Like a god.
We've had some good times.
Memories pass between the pages of my mind. Memories speeding through the ages just like wine.
And you sat on the gas pedal when my foot fell asleep. So I'm getting you shined up nice. What the? Wow!
That's a ball-proof window, sir. Would you like me to ask Siri for a nearby hospital?
I'm sorry. I don't see any hops pedals near you. Deleting all contact information.
No, I didn't ask you to do that, Siri.
Delete confirmed.
Okay, Bart, be cool. Calm down. You're not gonna die up here.
I can't believe you found me after all these years. I've saved myself for you.
Well, then, I should disrobe at once. Should disrobe at once.
You may disrobe. You may disrobe.
A masked man held her at gunpoint and told her to disrobe. A masked man held her at gunpoint and told her to disrobe.
Housekeeping, send up a Chinese dressing screen and one of Firestone's finest vulcanized prophylactics. Be right back. Smithers, which do I take first, the rhino horn or the tiger tongue?
I have my doubts about both, sir.
Bah! I'll just do it the old-fashioned way, with my pump. Just powdering my nose, darling. Smithers, run down to Sears Roebuck and get a 5/8 inch Phillips head bolt.
Here I am, slowly dying every day at 5, 6, and 11.
Help! Help! Child in danger with exciting visuals!
This kid's corpse could be my magic carpet. Get me a cameraman!
The movie Up has come horribly to life over Springfield. A local boy clings to life in a story that proves this reporter's relevance.
Like a rumba!
It's Bart!
Pray for a miracle, boy.
Pray for a miracle, boy.
Miracle! Miracle!
I'm called Miracle.
You're a miracle?
I'm a miracle.
A walking miracle.
I'm called Miracle.
You're a miracle?
I'm a miracle.
A walking miracle.
God can hear you better from up there.
Dear Lord, please help me land safely. Or transform this basket into a flying killer robot that I control with my mind. Amen.
That's not a prayer.
My God says it is.
Ooh, I see you're ice cold with anticipation.
With anticipation. With anticipation.
See, the key to this whole thing, no matter of fact, the key to everything, it's anticipation. See, the key to this whole thing, no matter of fact, the key to everything, it's anticipation.
Dead? Oh, Lila, even at the end, I waited too long. What if I give her the breath of life? Oh, boy. I guess one regret just leads to another.
You know, sir, maybe it would bring you peace to honor the one thing Lila ever asked of you.
Here you are, my good man. A little broth will cure your mental illness.
Sir, that's 5 minutes. You can stop thinking of other people now.
You know what? I think I'll give it another 5.
I'm proud of you, Monty.
I ain't eating that.
Chief, what are you doing to save our son?
Well, I've placed marksmen on the roof to shoot the balloons one by one, but frankly, they're not very good.
Chief, it happened again.
Oh, come on, guys. Spread out. Arm's length.
It's all my fault. I should never have listened to those Kiss albums when I was pregnant.
March, with all due respect, that's ridiculous.
With all due respect, our capsule's being altered daily.
With all due respect, our capsule's being altered daily.
My Sarah listened to Mozart and Churchill speeches when she was pregnant with Ralphie, and he can't even open a refrigerator. Pushing, always pushing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that kid's a mess.
Hey, only I get to criticize him, Lou.
To criticize the monarchy, to criticize Her Majesty personally,
Kid's scared to flush. Thinks it's his brother.
Can we focus on my son up in the sky?
Oh, I've got a long shot idea. By which I mean firing a shot over a long distance. Yeah, you see, if we could fire an exactly 12.5-pound weight into the basket, it would lower the boy very gently to the ground.
Unfortunately, all our cannonballs were melted down to make a statue of Joe Paterno, which we changed to look like Eugene Levy. I think I just might have what you're looking for. Today I'm glad that I sold that stock.
Apple closed up another 20 points today.
Why does everyone know?
Because their terrific products keep track of it for you. And anything else you could ever think of.
That kid's not dying on my watch. Which ends right now, fortunately.
Bart! Home is rising faster than Apple stock.
My boy's okay.
Bart!
I won the science fair. I get to go to Chicago.
Bart!
Bart. You know what I think about regrets? As long as your family is together, every choice you've ever made is the right one.
And together we are.
Would you guys knock it off? He's down safe already.
Sorry, Chief. That was me putting it down.
And there you have it. A family reunited. And a grateful nation gives thanks for some solid reporting. Back to you, Rachel Maddow.
Great job, Kent. I think we might have an opening for you at MSNBC between our weekend prison documentary block and the 2 hours it takes to make up Joe Scarborough on Monday morning.
No thanks, Rachel Maddow. I'm happy right here. No regrets.